The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
Barracuda fall here tonight on the road against the first place Colorado Eagles by a final score of 4-2, a penalty-filled affair. 14 combined power plays, including 8 for the Barracuda, who go 2-for-8. Colorado 0-for-6 on the power play. But it didn't matter. They score 3 times at full strength and get a shorthanded goal as well. Trent Miner picks up the victory. 21 stops on 23 Barracuda shots. And with the win, Miner now improves on the season to 4-1. Gabe Carrier, his point streak and win streak comes to an end. He was riding a 7-game point streak, a 3-game winning streak. He falls tonight. Carrier allows 4 goals on 26 shots. His record on the season now stands at 5-4-2. The Barracuda, their first regulation loss since Halloween night. They fell 6-1 at home that night against Ontario. Then they reeled off 11 straight games with a point, 9-0-1-1 during that stretch. Second longest point streak in franchise history, but they come into one of the toughest buildings to play in the entire league, and they fall by a score of 4-2 here tonight against the Eagles. Colorado got started early at 5:24. Taylor McCarr, who had not scored in his last 10 games, would light the lamp his second of the year from TJ Tynan, busting in on goaltender Carrier. He would work from his forehand to his backhand and lift one past Gabe to get things started at the 5:24 mark. He was not done during 4-on-4 play. McCarr would get a pass just above the hash marks in between the circles, and he would slide one through the fiveful of Carrier, his second of the game, first multi-goal game of McCarr's young career. He's in his first season of pro, and the Eagles in the first would take a 2-0 lead on McCarr's third of the season. Off draw, it's picked up by the Eagles. Gagne along the near side, pulls up, flicks it far side. Here's a chance for McCarr. He shoots and scores. Sneaks it through the five-hole of Gabe Carrier. It's a 2-0 Colorado lead, and Taylor McCarr has both goals. So McCarr would give Colorado a 2-0 lead. That is not a good recipe, in particular in this building. Colorado this season coming into tonight, 9-1 when scoring first, then now 10-1 on the season when getting that first goal. So the Barracuda were down by 2, and they desperately needed a goal. They desperately needed to avoid falling behind by 3, because in this building, it felt like that was going to be really all she wrote if the Barracuda would give up another one. Instead, they found a way to get one late in the first period. Lucas Carlson snaps home his fifth of the year. It comes on the power play. And with 40 seconds left in the first, the Barracuda were in business, only down by 1, a score of 2-1. On the power play, trailing by 2. A goal here would go a long way. Backhander from in tight by Wahlstrom. Put it over the net. Now Carlson, midpoint, gives off Havlat. Down low, siphons for Bisted. Bisted seams, Carlson shoots and scores! Lucas Carlson, a quick snipe upstairs, and it's a power play goal for the Barracuda. And they are back within 1 with 40 seconds to go in the first period. So a big goal for the Barracuda at the end of that first. It made it 2-1. Time of the goal officially at 19-19. Carlson's fifth from Bisted and Havlat. So for Philip Bisted, points now in 6 straight. That matches a career long for the second year center Iceman. So we would go into the second period with Colorado leading 2-1. The Barracuda would be on the power play in the second when Colorado would find a way to extend its lead. The Eagles have now 5 shorthanded goals on the year, 3 of them off the stick of Ty Felliber, who would score again. He now leads the AHL in that department. Time of the goal for Felliber in the second at 8:39, his 7th of the season from Jason Megna. Wahlstrom, good job to get the puck into the offensive zone. It was bouncing on him, but then he lost it. Here come the Eagles in transition. Colorado opportunistic, shorthanded. They've got 4 of them this year, shorthanded goals, that is. Second most in the league. Here's a chance. Felliber scores. A shorthanded goal for Ty Felliber, his 3rd shorty of the season. Gabe Carrier had no idea where that puck was. It was dropped against the grain. It's a wide open net for Felliber, and he fires it home. It all started from the miscue by San Jose at the offensive blue line. They give it away, and the Eagles, they make the coup de pay on a shorthanded goal from Felber. So Ty Felber on the board, a shorthanded goal, but give the Barracuda credit because they would not go away tonight. They certainly did not have their A game. Just too many turnovers. The pressure from Colorado certainly impacting San Jose's decision making. But again, they were persistent and they would get one back on that same power play 33 seconds later. Again, Carlson finding his way through, getting a shot through, and the Barracuda were back down by one on Carlson's second of the game and sixth of the season. So it's the first shorthanded goal given up by the Barracuda since opening night. And they trail 3-1 here. They are still on the power play for the next 55 seconds. Carlson with it. He's got the goal. Shoots. He scores! Lucas Carlson answers right back, and it's back to a one-goal differential as Carlson snaps home his second of the night, and it's a 3-2 score.
That was a big, big goal for the Barracuda. Back within one, Colorado would go on a 5-on-3 late in the second period. A monster kill for the Cuda, who goes 6-for-6 on the penalty kill tonight. Coming into the game, they were sitting at the bottom of the league. They did go 3-for-3 on the PK in their win on Wednesday. They go 6-for-6 tonight. That is a very encouraging sight for a PK unit that's really struggled all year long. Maybe they're starting to turn a corner. So they kill off 5-on-3 late in the second period, and we go into the third, just a one-goal differential. Eagles leading it by a score of 3-2. Puck management for the Barracuda was an issue tonight, in particular in the neutral zone. They just gave the puck away too much, feeding the rush opportunities for Colorado in transition. And the Eagles would cash in again as Prishapov would take the puck away in the neutral zone after a Cuda turnover, carry it into the offensive zone, kind of weave into the high slot, really contested. He had all day. Swings it to Ashan. It goes off of Ashan, kind of pinball style. Beats Carrier, and the Colorado Eagles push their lead to 4-2, and that was really all they would need as they hold on for the 4-2 victory in front of a sold-out house here at the Blue Arena. So a final 4-2, Colorado picks up the win. The Eagles are now 14-4-0-1 on the year, 5 points ahead of the Barracuda atop the Pacific Division. San Jose is now 10-6-1-1 after tonight's loss, their first regulation loss since Halloween night. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 28 minutes, 5,089 sought here at the Blue Arena. Barracuda go 2-for-8 on the power play, 6-for-6 on the penalty kill. Now 9-for-9 over their last two games are the Barracuda, and it's the first time this season in which they have went two consecutive games without giving up a power play goal. So you want to look at silver linings and the glass half full. That was certainly a positive tonight for the Barracuda. The work and effort of the penalty kill. They go 6-for-6 against a very good Colorado power play. But the Eagles again get it done during full strength and get a shorthanded goal as well. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star tonight for the Eagles, Jack Ashan. He had that fourth and final goal. It was a +2 rating and had 3 shots on net for Colorado. Ty Felber is the number two star. He had the shorthanded goal, which turns out to be the game winner, a +1 rating, 2 shots on net, and 2 penalty minutes for the veteran forward. And the number one star, Taylor McCarr, he scores twice, both in the first period, scored the first 2 goals, in fact, of the game. He's the number one star, his first multi-goal effort of his career. Third goal of the season, he snapped a 10-game goalless drought with those 2 tallies in the opening period. He's the number one star. Winning goaltender, Trent Miner. Miner now in his career against the Barracuda. He's got a record, after last year, he's got a record of 2-2 against San Jose over the last couple of years. Went 3-1 against the Cuda in the playoffs last year. He's now won his, or is coming off a win after winning 3 straight. He had lost his last outing. That was on Saturday in Tucson, but he bounces back. He's the winning goaltender. Gabe Carrier is a losing goaltender. His win streak comes to an end at 3. These teams will run it back tomorrow. It's a 3:05 local start, so 2:05 on the West Coast. Well, pregame coverage starting at 1:35. Sharks are in action tomorrow in Vegas, so we will not be on the primary audio network channel, but you can still find us in the app by going to the Sharks Plus SAP Center app and toggling to the Barracuda portion. You can also find us at sjbarracuda.com/listen.
And you can watch, as always, on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. Eagles win this one tonight by a final score 4-2. Barracuda will look for a bounce back tomorrow in the second game of a back-to-back. They won't have much time to think about this one. Less than 24 hours from now, we will be right back here at Blue Arena. That does it for our broadcast coverage. The Eagles win this one by a final score of 4-2, ending the Barracuda's 11-game point streak and 5-game winning streak. Colorado has now won their last two in a row. These two teams, again, will play tomorrow. Final game in this building during the regular season, and two more games on the 4-game season series between these two clubs. That'll be in San Jose in April. We'd like to thank everybody tonight for watching on AHL TV on Flow Hockey or listening on the Sharks Audio Network. The Barracuda fall tonight by a final score of 4-2. Until tomorrow, we'll say so long and good night from the Blue Arena in Loveland, Colorado.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEVCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.